Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. Hey, a who, a doo-doo-doo-doo. Welcome to the show. So, you know, I have been battling a cold, not fucking coronavirus. It's in my throat. I know what it is. It's one of those lack of sleep things. It's not bad, but I get it every year. I get the flu shot every year, and every now and again I get a cold. Probably I get a cold a year. I already had a cold this year, but this is this throat goddamn fucking thing. And the reason is I didn't sleep last night. And I had a great night's sleep the night before. I had such a great night's sleep the night before that I stayed up late last night talking to Jackie, and we watched a movie together and all this shit. And I didn't get to bed till like 3-4 o'clock. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, Henry? So, oh, God damn it. I may have to, she's calling at about 8:30, and I may have to say to her, baby, I gotta hit the sack. And since you ain't here to hit it with me, what is this shit that I'm looking? Oh, Mark Fidrich. Fidrich's arm went bad, and all kinds of rumors. Fidrich pitched baseball. I think it was my rookie year in radio. I think it was 73. Am I right? There was another kid that came up in 73. David Clyde. Anybody remember this kid with the Texas Rangers? David Clyde, 19-year-old. Absolute total fucking phenom as a, you know, as a young high schooler, and then came out, you know, then started Major League Baseball. I think they ruined David Clyde and they brought him out too early. And, you know, I stink. I don't know, but I smell the stink of an adult, like a parent pushing him in there. I don't know why it is, but I do. Why are we overmodulating? Yeah, hey. Now comes Mark Fidrich. Oh, so this was 76. So when was this, man? 75, 74, 75? Anyway, I was still in Orlando, I know, when he was doing his thing. And then I'll be a motherfucker if Mark Fidrich's arm just didn't go bad the next year. He talked to the baseball. But this is a whole special on Mark Fidrich that I ought to be watching, and I'm not, and I'll have to watch it some other time. They probably have the story, and I'm just loading you up. I'm loading you up with a bunch of bullshit. He was like totally fucking blown away by his fame. He was totally fucking blown away by just how good he was, you know. The word, and this is probably bullshit, is that he fooled around with the wrong girlfriend, and it was some mobbed up guy or some bullshit, and they twisted it, you know, they fucked his arm up. That's what I heard. I think in retrospect, it sounds like bullshit. I'll watch the show and I go, yes, a mob guy fucked his arm up. So I had this idea for tonight. Livingston Wyler is a character I play with on Instagram. And if you guys will see it over there tonight. What's it with the clown makeup? What was it? Oh, clown makeup. It's me. Clown makeup. That's me. And, you know, good evening. This is Livingston Wyler. And this is one man, one camera, three eyes. I've been paid these people that they've asked me. I am a horror filmmaker. I make films that scare people, quite frankly, so much. And this is going to seem strange, but people come out of my films physically changed, literally physically changed. In one instance, for instance, I'd heard this, and then I did see evidence of it. It was a gentleman by the name of Milo Vargas who had seen my film Kitten. And if you haven't seen Kitten, I would suggest you see it with someone, because Kitten can frighten you to the point that your body is physically changed. See, this kind of shit. So... You are my fire. I want it that way. Tell me why ain't nothing but... Phases for states. Phase 2. Vulnerable people, non-essential travel can resume. Phase 2. So when's phase 2 start? I'm flying next week, man. Am I not allowed to travel? Give me a fucking break. When am I supposed to travel? When? Dr. Amy Compton Phillips, Chief Clinical Officer, Providence Health. Is that Providence, Rhode Island? Or are you just glad to see me? Huh? Huh? Come on, we need answers. Come on, come on. Come on. what was that character I saw? Was it Frederick Forrest in Apocalypse Now? And he just like, you know, flips his lid. I didn't come out here. I didn't go to the third grade for this kind of shit. Remember, he's flipping his lid. Was that Frederick Forrest? Yeah, he just starts to flip out, man. They get scared. They get fucking chased back to the boat by a fucking tiger. There's a tiger in the goddamn jungle. They come running back. They get into the boat. Tigers tag Fidrich. Draft shocked Fidrich. What? He had a great windup. He was just really a good fucking baseball player, man. He had great form on the mound. He had a hell of a goddamn pitch. Is this college? Who the fuck is this? Oh, then he was on goddamn Sesame Street with Big Bird. Give me a break. Here's Jim Leyland. Managed Fidrich in the minors. Look at that. He's scooping dirt around the mound, making everything. The guy's fucking... He's a trip, dude. He's a trip. He's in spring training with the Tigers here. Who was that? Bill Freehand. That was that catcher the Tigers had back in 68. They didn't have him by... I don't think he handled Fidrich. But there he is with his parents. Paul and Virginia Fidrich, Mark's parents. And they both look like they're stunned. Just like, what the Christ, you know? What do we got? I don't know. My son, I... Rare bird Tiger Richie Fidrich livens up camp. It's before he had his fucking full-on, you know... Dan Epstein, writer, Michigan native. I mean, he was just a phenom, you know. And then his fucking arm went dead. Bigger than shit. His fucking arm just went dead, man. The next year, Tigers turned to Bird for aid. Dan Ewald. I remember watching a man on, like, Monday Night Baseball and shit. He's talking to the fucking ball. He's throwing it, you know. I don't know if he was talking to the ball or talking to himself and just looking at the ball. They said he was talking to the ball. Phase, huh? White House phase three. No restrictions, big venues, open limited physical distancing and sanitation protocols. I don't know, man. People are not going to be going along with this shit. Do you think? There's Willie Horton, Mark's teammate, 76 of 77. Willie Horton was a hell of a ball player. So that's when Fidrich was a rookie, 76. Okay, thank you. He came out of college in 70, so he's like 2 years younger than me. I have to read up on him, man, find out what happened to him. Because he was one, he had a hell of a goddamn pitch, man. He had Tigers give Cleveland hitters the bird. I don't know, he had a curveball. I don't know what the fuck he had. He pitches like a fox. Tigers fly high with Bird, 47,000. Tigers nip Angels. Bird pulls his Superman act again. Bird saves Tigers. Fresh, funny, and fantastic. Fidrich maintains bird-brained image. Out in left field with the bird. In the tunnel leading to the... It was John Harbaugh. They talked to both the Harbaugh brothers. Both of them, you know, Michigan natives. Fidrich looks good. I better get it off this channel because I'm going to want to watch this fucking thing. The bird soars over Spaceman. Oh, Spaceman Bill Lee. So he was a Cardinal or a Cub? I forget. Bill Lee was another just wigged out cat. I think Bill Lee was a reliever, though. Detroit's wild about the bird. The bird. Fidrich is magic in the Motor City. How do I fucking tape this? I'm going to have to look. Oh, shit. It just started a goddamn... Sorry, I'm going to turn the channel here because it's going to be distracting. Let me see here. 2018 Stanley Cup Final. There you go. That's great. The Vegas Knights and the Washington Capitals. Great. Washington leads series 3-1. Is this the last game? Didn't they win the series 4-1? There's that Russian guy they had. What was his name? All right, man. All right, baby. It's beautiful, man. It's beautiful, baby. It's beautiful, baby.